Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just perusing this list. I'm sure it's been talked about 1,000 times over the past couple days. But, you know, Uber puts out that thing where it's like everything that's been left in the vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
It's some funny stuff, you know, like an ankle monitor, an oxygen tank, a live fish.
You forgot your oxygen tank?
A live fish.
Two trees. Rhinestone picture of Jesus.
Oh, you need that.
Josh, were you in an Uber lately?
I was.
A bald cap, a dishwasher, a wizard wand.
A dishwasher? How are you forgetting these things?
Pelvic implants? What is that?
Is that your booty?
I don't know.
What is a
20 pounds of duck sausage? A prosthetic eye and a meat slicer.
Katie?
I know.
Was your mom in an Uber lately?
She doesn't forget those things. She's
2 pound bag of raspberry gushers.
Oh, okay. That actually sounds good.
Don't want to leave that behind.
I would not forget that.
One of the funny things I saw was somebody left a full 3D printer in there, and I thought, oh, that sounds like my son because he's so into the 3D printing. We just wrapped up finishing up our basement. I actually set up a 3D printing zone for him. So he's got like three of them down there, like running nonstop now. I can't wait to see what our Excel bill is going to be. But he's definitely working on his summer side hustles right now because he's going to be doing some more of those craft fairs where he sets up his printer booth and sells a bunch of stuff. And he makes some pretty good bank doing all that. But yeah, so he's got this really neat area with a couple printers set up, and I put a TV behind him so he can put his little logo up and do YouTube live streams. And I hope it, you know, really takes off for him. He's got, I mean, some of his videos now that he's getting on YouTube, especially the shorts, 400, 500,000 views on these things he's printing.
That's amazing.
He's, you know, getting thousands of followers. So I'm like, there might be something to this. So he's going to try to monetize this over the summer.
He should, because the stuff he makes is quality. Like, you've showed us pictures.
And stuff.
The other day at the Fan Expo, it was so funny because I saw his gears turning.
Yeah.
There were so many tables set out there already. Mm. And I was like, you could do this. And he knew he could do it already, but we were talking a little bit. And I was like, the gears are turning. The smoke's coming out of the ears of him and what he wants to do. And I'm like, he could make this into a legit business.
He's trying. He's setting up a little account where he's going to be able to sell merch. It's kind of through like what I do with my Super Dupe stuff.
Yeah.
So I've kind of helping him set that up. And he's going to get some products ready to just unleash online. He's got a little buddy that does it on Etsy, too.
Makes
$1,000 a month.
Well, and for him to do that in high school, you know? He's going to sell so much in high school to his friends and families that want that stuff there. This dude's going to be a gold mine by the time he graduates high school.
Look at him.
Yeah. I hope he starts paying our mortgage.
Exactly. Like, starts pitching in a little bit, right?
So, the only way it's gotten a little weird, I wonder if he's listening. It's not weird. It's cute. It's cute, but weird.
He's like, if you're listening, I love you.
So when animals die at our house.
Oh, does that happen often?
He makes little coffins, little caskets. It's pretty sweet, actually.
That is really sweet that he cares about their, you know.
Yeah, so he had his betta fish pass away yesterday. Jokic, actually, was the name of the fish.
I love that.
And it's weird because yesterday, I guess he told Nick Nack before he told me, and he texted Nick Nack and said, the fish died.
Uh-huh.
And then Nicole texted me a little bit later and said, did you see that Jokic died? And I was like, what?
Hold on, what?
So I'm like on Google. I'm like, whoa. Before, like, a few seconds went by, and I was like, oh, that might be the fish.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, he can't come in hot like that on the text line that Jokic died. Yeah. No. Jokic, it was our fish.
The fish. Exactly.
So my son immediately went downstairs and fired up the 3D printer. And last night, he made a little coffin for the fish, and it says Jokic on the front, and his little date.
It's kind of cute.
Well, and he did it previously for one of our hamsters, too. So they're out back, if somebody's ever doing landscaping after we leave our house, there's a little pet graveyard.
A little cemetery.
They're going to dig up a little casket with a hamster in it.
Yeah.
And then now there's going to be a fish. And our current hamster, Larry, you know, Larry's been around for a couple years now.
Yeah.
And he's hitting his expiration date, too, so he's already planning ahead now. For a little casket for Larry.
He already made it.
He's like, I made one. Might as well make the other.
So it's, I don't know. It's cute. But then they go out and they have like a little ceremony in the backyard and they make little crosses out of sticks and they bury these little creatures in their little 3D printed boxes.
They're very sensitive and empathetic.
They are. It's very sweet.
Exactly.
It's very sweet.
And
they say the little prayer out there and then we put them in the ground.
The babies.
Last time we didn't get the hamster in the ground fast enough, I had him in a Ziploc, as one does.
Yeah.
And he was in the garage, and somehow I didn't seal the Ziploc enough, and like a few days went by, and I was like, God, what is that smell?
Oh, no.
It was the hamster rotting. It was really bad.
That's a distinct smell, too.
Yeah. So anyway, his little side hustle is pet casket, so if anybody needs one, hit me up.
$5.
He'll cut you a good deal. He's probably got a Groupon going on right now, so if you need one, 303-691-1649. And he's not doing full-size ones yet for adults, but I'm sure it's going to happen at some point.
We'll get there.
Working up to that.
Working up to it. You can find him on Etsy, all right? Yeah. So, off the air, Katie said something kind of funny. She goes, Jeremy, you're rubbing off on me.
You sure are.
And I said, you wish, but...
I honestly, and I couldn't even catch myself. I felt so just... All right, let me break
what
it
happened?
Down for you.
Did you want to get hit in the face with French bread?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was talking to this guy on one of the dating apps, right?
Okay.
And he seemed really cool, tall, tattoos. He's from New York.
Just like me.
No, that's not it. Oh. So we were talking, and you know, when you're on the online dating apps, when you talk for multiple days, mm-hmm. you know that you're, okay, this may be a thing, you know? So we're going back and forth. And he asked me, because I say that I work in media, so he's like, how long have you worked in it? Do you like it? And I'm like, oh my God, I love it. Like, I love going into work every day. So I guess that says something. Do you also like what you do? And he was like, yeah, I'm a butcher. I've been doing it for 6 years and I love it. And my response to him was,
hold on, let me think. A butcher. Okay.
What do you think my response was?
A butcher. What would I say in regards to a butcher?
Please tell me that you do it right.
I would say probably something to the effect of, have you killed anybody and chopped them up into pieces?
Oh, no.
Okay, no. Have you ever sliced anything open on the...
No.
How many fingers do you have?
No. Oh. No. I said to this man...
What would you say?
I said, that's a lot of meat.
Oh! I probably...
That's what I said. That's what... And I sent it, and immediately after I sent it, I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
why
Jeremy.
Did I do that? I really should have thought twice before I pressed send
that
on
would have
that.
Been, boy, you know how to handle your meat.
I know. Something with the meat. Something with the meat. And I
you
just...
have the meat.
So it's funny, because we were going back and forth pretty consistently until I said, that's a lot of meat. And now he hasn't messaged me back. So
you know why? Because he's just sick of those jokes, probably.
I know.
He's like, not another one.
And I did follow it up. I'm like, so, you know, aside from, do you like hiking or just the outdoors in general? Because, I, you know, you have to ask a question so they'll get back to you with
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
That's part of the protocol. But, man, that meat comment, I think
that's
it ruined
pretty
it for
solid
me,
meat
Jeremy.
Comment,
I'm pretty sure I ruined it for myself. But
I wish you'd added in handling your, though.
I know you would. Yeah. Really screw it up for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're cute. You're funny. I am so annoyed because this is opening weekend for He-Man.
I
have been
know.
Waiting for this movie, like a well-done He-Man movie since the 80s.
Yeah.
And I was all prepared to go this weekend and sit in the theater and cry and enjoy the movie by myself. I got stupid family coming to town.
Oh, no.
My entire weekend is taken up and I can't go see He-Man this weekend. And I'm trying like crazy to avoid any sort of spoilers or videos all over social because they're already popping up and it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
You got to delete social media.
Especially when that's like on my algorithm. Yeah. He-Man
yes.
is my algorithm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of times we've said He-Man just now,
oh,
it's
no!
probably going to pop up on your phone,
no,
you know?
Siri, no!
Yes.
No, Siri!
No, and I will have
Krispy
to say...
Krispy Kreme has donuts with He-Man.
They do. And I just want to say that I'm actually thoroughly impressed with you and your commitment to your family. Like, seriously.
Oh, I'm behind the scenes, I'm pissed.
Oh, I'm sure you're pissed, but you're still taking one for the team. You are going to be there for Knick Knack and the family coming into town.
Yeah.
You're not dipping out to do
your own
thing.
We don't even
want to
see the side of the family.
I know. Oh. I know. Well, and that's the thing is you really are. You know, you're doing it for your wife and... for everyone else but you. And so I'm really like, hats off to you, sir.
She's mean to me, though. So. she got in my kitchen and was like, you are not leaving me.
Yeah.
You will not leave me.
No, I know.
She's like, you have to be here with me with this side of the family. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
But you're still doing it. I mean, a lot of people would have just been like, I've been waiting for this since the 80s, like you said. Like, I feel like this is your...
I don't want to be a monster to my family,
I know.
Katie. Like, how bad would that look, too? Where's Jeremy? Oh, he's at the movies
by himself.
Crying because he's a big man baby and he loves He-Man.
You've waited for this movie for forever, though. I mean,
I know.
It's like, it's a big
deal.
No,
it's like 40 years in the making.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This isn't just like another installment of Scream.
You wanted to get a picture in front of the poster and everything?
An opening weekend? It's a big deal.
It's because I wanted to be there opening weekend. That's when all the nerds are going to be there in their T-shirts. I told Nicole I was going to bring my He-Man action figures and hold them while I'm watching the movie.
Do you think you could sneak in like a midnight premiere tonight?
Yeah, you should.
No?
You should go to the midnight premiere.
Now that I said all that out loud, like I feel like I might get divorced. Maybe I'll leave the action figures at home.
Well, and then you can go see the movie.
Hey, you know what?
Bright side.
I'm back in the game.
He-Man.